66. Anne Frank.
That looks like a heavy book. It'll take ages to read.
Actually, I've almost finished. It's the diary of Anne Frank,
the Jewish girl who was taken away by the Nazis in Holland.
That's right. I think it has been perhaps the most moving book I've ever read.
The diary was a birthday gift, right? I think she called it Kitty.
It was a gift for her 13th birthday. And while they were hiding in the tiny apartment above her father's spice shop, Kitty was her only friend, so she told her everything.
Also, she dreamed of becoming a writer, so she took to writing a diary with ease. Her diary is now one of the most published books ever, and in over 60 different languages.
What a life she must have led! Locked away in that tiny space with her whole family, day after day, year after year.
Well, before they went into hiding, Jews weren't allowed to do many things. For example, they had to wear a special yellow star, so everyone could see who they were.
They weren't allowed to do much of anything that they used to be able to. They even had a curfew.
They were lucky to have some wonderful friends. Victor Kugler, Johannes Kleiman, Miep Gies, and Bep Vos Kwejel, who managed to find them food every day.
That couldn't have been easy because Holland was under strict rationing during this time. They didn't want anyone to find them, so they had to keep extra quiet during the daytime because of the shop downstairs.
They had to keep the windows blacked out. Their only sunlight was a skylight that Anne would spend hours looking out of. She hated being trapped in that small space.
Anne didn't survive, did she? She and her whole family were discovered and taken to a concentration camp.
Unfortunately, Anne died of typhus just 1 month before the Jews were freed. Everyone in her family died, except her father.
But her spirit lives on today in her own words because of her wonderful friend, Kitty.